We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air on the Big Bill Michaels Radio. Joe Zinzola in our studios. Evan Heffelfinger there as well. And you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. You can track us down over on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. Or you can find Joe at Radio Joe Sports. Our good buddy Evan Heffelfinger, you can find him over there at EvanHeff25 as well. And plenty of ways to get a hold of the program. Don't forget about the Radio.com app. I can take you there also. The news coming out today that Major League Baseball is really doing its due diligence right now in contemplating whether or not they're going to be able to put a season together. A statement released a little bit earlier today by Major League Baseball was basically this. MLB has actively considering numerous contingency plans that would allow play to commence once the public health situation has improved to the point that it's safe to do so. While we have discussed the idea of staging games at one location as a potential, we have not settled upon that option or developed a detailed plan. While we continue to interact regularly with governmental and public health officials, we have not sought or received approval of any plan from federal, state, and local officials or the Players Association. The health and safety of our employees, players, fans, and of the public at large are paramount, and we are not ready at this time to endorse any particular format or staging games in light of the rapidly changing public health situation of the coronavirus. Now, one of the statements that came out, one of the hints that came out was the players were being asked if they would feel comfortable in going to one location to play games. And it would kind of be like an NCAA tournament all day, you know, but baseball games almost every day. They're talking about staging games in Arizona and in some of the minor league parks. In some of the, now this is without fans, okay, where they would be able to put some of the minor league parks together, and then obviously at Chase Field out in Arizona, where they could at least start their baseball season. What they want to do is this: they want to test all the players to see if any player has indeed the coronavirus. If they do not, then basically you're cleared to play. And then they could then quarantine the teams. And, you know, if you're comfortable going home, you can go home as long as you're, you know, not interacting with anybody else. But basically, they want to put you in a situation where you're quarantined and you can start playing games. And that way, Major League Baseball isn't giving up the TV money. The players aren't giving up the TV money. They start getting paid as well. They take a little bit of a pay cut, and now all of a sudden, checks are starting to roll in. Because remember, all that money through Major League Baseball is guaranteed as long as they're playing. Okay? So, anyway, long story short, Look, I think at this point in time, now, if I'm wrong and you disagree, tell me. And if you're in agreement, tell me. But Major League Baseball wants to start playing baseball in May. They're talking about doing this in May. If they did this, is this cool with you? If they did this, is this cool with you? Are you good to do this? Because that's going to be the you know, never-ending question is, are you going to be good with your team not playing a home game? I think that most baseball fans are going to say, you know what, if we can still be self-quarantined, if we're still doing the Safe at Home Act and orders, and we can watch baseball, live baseball, real baseball, I think we're good. Same thing with the NBA. I don't think it's necessarily about getting back out into the arenas and into the ballparks. I think it's about beginning the sense of normalcy. Now, you tell me, does that sound like something you would be interested in? Or would you just say, you know what, just scrap it until they're ready to go? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. Hit us up over there. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com. If baseball could return in May, it would be possible, complicated, but possible. But do you think baseball should wait? Or do you think baseball should go ahead, get out there, start playing, and start to guide us towards a sense of normalcy? Also, now, it's good news, but it doesn't mean run outside. I don't know if you saw the numbers, but I was looking yesterday. Remember I told you that there was a curve, so to speak, where the trend began to flatten? The East Coast, who had seen such a massive increase in cases, is starting, instead of the straight upward trend of the curve that was going on, they're starting to see it percentage-wise now start to level, which means the self-quarantine, the stay-at-home orders, they're starting to work. So I'm not saying we're at an end of this by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, I saw a story on Italy that made you almost cry with all the nursing homes and such that were affected almost immediately and all the people that had passed away and haven't even been it's even though they did pass of the coronavirus, because they didn't die in a hospital, they couldn't get them to hospitals quick enough, they're not considered victims of the coronavirus. I mean, Italy has massive amounts of casualties from this. But they did start to see a flattening of the curve on the East Coast, which is great news. It's terrific news. So if they can get that to where it starts to begin the downward trend and not putting pressure on the healthcare system, then I think we'll get back to normalcy maybe a little bit sooner. I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to get your hopes up. I know in the state of Wisconsin, the same thing. Yesterday, a story came out about the projections of the people that are actually going to be sick, the downplaying of the numbers, because originally they had the numbers just escalating dramatically of cases and deaths, and those numbers have been, at least according to one article, significantly changed, that they have begun the opposite side. They're starting the downward trend. Now, again, I'm only going by what I'm reading. So I'm not proclaiming anything at this point. I'm just glad to see that a lot of what we're doing now is beginning to work. So that's tremendous news. But would you be okay with that? If Major League Baseball said, you know what, we're going to have one or two or three locations out in Arizona. We're going to play some games, start them at 9 in the morning, finish them at midnight, you know, and just start rotating things, start playing some baseball games in these different ballparks and all these different facilities that we have, and we'll put all of Major League Baseball out in Arizona because they have enough, because it's close enough within the city, and they have so many facilities out there that they could play games on, that they can start to get some of these games going. And that way they don't miss as much as the season, and in addition to that, they start televising them eventually to where, you know, we at home who are still self-quarantining and under the Safer at Home Act, we can start watching some baseball, at least passing the time and getting a little bit of joy out of the national pastime, so to speak. Are you good with that? 855-830-8648. Chime in. I want to see what your thoughts are on this. I personally, I'm all for it. Look, we're watching old games right now. We're watching replays of replays of replays. We're good with that. I think as a society, just my opinion, but I think as a society, we're more than ready. For those that are sports enthusiasts anyway, we're more than ready for baseball and basketball to get back underway. I think we're more than ready for that. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Your opinion on this. Are you good if Major League Baseball and the NBA begin playing at singular locations and keeping it all in one particular area and not allowing fans in, but we finally get to see a little bit of live action? Yes, no, and different. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey girl, I'm calling all stations, blowing down the wire tonight. Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue. Our good friends over there at Quick Trip, hey, they're working diligently. Their number one priority right now, the safety of the coworkers, the guests, they're cleaning and sanitizing the stores with greater frequency. Door handles, keypads, fuel dispensers, all of those high traffic areas in the stores. Not to mention when you walk in, usually off to the left or right, you've got one of those big giant tubs of hand sanitizer over by the checkout line. I've noticed you have the giant tubs of hand sanitizer as well. They got you covered right now. If you want to get in, get out, get milk and eggs and bread and butter and produce and some meats out of the meat cabinet and so much more, if you're getting in and out of that environment and quickly and that's important to you, they got you covered over there at Quick Trip. Standing strong with the communities they serve. And I went yesterday. I got off the air and I ran over to the bank real quick. Drive-through, by the way. Didn't go into the bank. Drive-through. So I got done and I thought, you know what? I'll stop by Quick Trip on the way home. I had to pick up some eggs because I love eating eggs. They're protein, they're healthy, whatever, you know. So I was going to pick up a couple of dozen eggs. So the Moreland Boulevard Quick Trip is 99 cents a gallon. Well, I had gone in a couple of days ago and I got a couple of bags of the Forrester Farms individually wrapped chicken breasts. You can get them boneless, skinless, cage-free, all natural, all that kind of stuff. I got 25 cents off per gallon of gas. Because I bought two bags. You buy three bags, you get 50 cents off. But I got my gas for 55 cents a gallon. Or, 65 cents a gallon. I was like, holy mackerel. This is awesome. So, and I filled up my car yesterday. I put 8.5 gallons in it, and it was like $6. It was awesome, man. So, anyway, long story short, and I'm doing math on the fly, and I shouldn't do that, but it was under $8. I put in 8 gallons of gas, and it was like $6.70-something or whatever it was. I don't know. But I just looked at it, and I just kind of did a double take and kind of smiled. What's really funny is, you know, the gas is so cheap, and I haven't seen gas at 99 cents a gallon since I moved here in 1999. And when I moved here in 99, it was $1.19 a gallon near the house that I moved to in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And I thought that was high. And then we got up to almost $4 a gallon, obviously, a few years back in 2008. And then, obviously, it's gone back down since. But you know, this is as low as it's been maybe since I've been in high school, back in the 80s. This is kind of unprecedented, you know, water here. But anyway, long story short is I filled up yesterday, and I had more gas than I had to pay money, which I can't remember the last time that happened. It was awesome. So thanks to our friends over there at Quick Trip. Should Major League Baseball, should they go ahead and start making a contingency plan to start playing games in different sites out in Arizona? Because that's really where they're figuring on doing this. That has enough facilities to handle a full Major League Baseball schedule. Should they start doing this without fans in a lot of these different ballparks? Or do you think Major League Baseball should not take any chances and just wait longer than the beginning of May? Because they're talking about towards the end of the month of April, the possibility now, towards the end of the month of April, of teams reconvening, everybody getting tested. Those that do have the coronavirus, obviously, it's it's a quarantine, you know, situation. But having everybody reconvene and starting baseball in May and then quarantining the teams so they do not have the ability to get the coronavirus, and that way they can continue to play baseball, to just get it underway. What are your thoughts? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Pamela tweets us at Bill_Michaels and says, give me baseball any which way you can. Rich says, it's a no-brainer. Let's play ball in Arizona. Let's do it. This one is from the disgruntled citizen that says, let's go right now. This one is from Kevin, who says, by all means, let's start playing baseball. I can't wait for it. At least if I'm sitting home on the couch watching baseball, I'll feel a little bit better. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This is from Denny. Denny writes in a Wendy's email inbox, we have to be careful. We don't want one team to get a member or two that end up with the coronavirus, and suddenly our entire league is infected, and therefore the league has to shut down for another 2 to 3 weeks. I think this is jumping the gun. This is the reason, and I completely understand what your sentiment is, because he's right. If you do it too soon just to get back, and let's say 1, 2, 3 players get it, okay, then all of a sudden you're shutting it back down for another 3 weeks, or at least that particular team or what have you. So, you know, you really have to be sure and certain that you are free and clear of this thing, man. Facilities and such have to be sterilized after each and every game. Equipment has to be sterilized. I mean, I know up in Green Bay, after football games, they I think it was Red Batty brought this system in. If I'm not mistaken, it's where they take shoulder pads and such and gloves and all that kind of stuff, and they actually kind of bake it. They get it to a certain temperature, and it kills viruses and fungus and all that stuff. I wonder if that's how Major League Baseball could do something like this, where they could put all the gloves, you know, hats, certain uniforms. I mean, uniforms, you wash them, they're gonna be free of virus anyway when they come out, just from the soap and the antibacterial stuff. But I wonder if that's a way to do something like that, where after each and every game, you can guarantee that you're not carrying it in a ball mitt or on baseballs or, you know, whatever, that all that stuff gets taken care of. I mean, I'm sure they're figuring this out, but there are ways to be able to take the equipment and make the equipment as well sterilized. And then there's sprays. I'm sure you've seen some of the commercials for some of these companies that do carpet cleaning and such. Now they can come into your office, and they actually have a misting disinfectant that just mists and gets into the nooks and crannies of the carpeting, and into the, and, you know, they spray it on the walls and the floors and the desktops and all that stuff, and then everything within the visibility of that becomes disinfected. So I wonder if they can do that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm sure where there's a will, there's a way, right? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Ron T. says, hey, if you can't do it right, don't do it. Just wait till it's safe to have crowds at the ballpark. I don't know how long it's going to be until you can have crowds at the ballpark. If they're talking about, let's just say, July, the beginning of July, before crowds can really start gathering again, you're losing a ginormous portion of the season. April, May, and June, 3 months of the baseball season. You're losing a minimum of, say, 70 games, right? 80 games, something like that. So, and they got to start figuring out the schedule at this point, too. So I wonder how they're going to, you know, there's a lot of finagling. I mean, not only for, you know, baseball, but obviously for basketball as well. But, and this is under the consideration of there's a possibility that you could start college football games later. That's how late they're talking about this possibly being something to be weary of. 855-830-8648. Luna tweets us at Bill_Michaels. He says, me and my family have been on lockdown all this time. What's an extra month just to make sure we do it right? I'd love to see baseball come back, but if baseball can't do it properly with fans in the stands, let's not do it. I'm sitting at home right now. And if I sat here today and I was watching Major League Baseball on television starting at, say, 9 in the morning or 10 in the morning, well, out there it's a couple of hours difference, so it would be, what, 9 a.m. there? So if you started a game at 9 a.m. or at 10 a.m., which would start at about 11 o'clock here Central Time, and you just had baseball all through the evening, I wouldn't object to that. If I'm self-quarantining and doing my part to make sure that I am COVID-19 free and others around me are COVID-19 free, then I guess I shouldn't look at baseball players as a piece of meat and commodity to make sure that I can pass my time. But I think a lot of us would say, man, I'd be appreciative of that, right? 855-830-8648. Let's go to Greg listening to us in Waukesha. Greg, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, unit, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Greg. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm staying well, staying safe. Hopefully you are, too. It sounds like you are. So that's awesome. Still talking sports. Hey, I was content to listen to MLB 2K20 Sims on YouTube, for the majority of the season. But as a sports fan, I have to say, if baseball wants to come back, I'm all for it, as long as they've taken all the proper precautions and, I'm sure they'll be deep cleaning the fields and things like that, or something.
Right.
Or, doing something to keep the players safe. Hey, I want to ask you, though, about the NFL draft.
Real quick. We got about a minute. Shoot.
Okay. I just think it's going to be kind of a joke. I think that it's going to be just general managers in a room, in their house, and I'm not consulting any offensive coordinators or coaches. I just think it's going to kind of be silly. But anyway, wanted to get your opinion on that.
So, well, no, I appreciate it. I think right now what general managers and such are doing is their due diligence to put their boards together. And then really all the arguing takes place a couple of weeks before the NFL draft. Usually the day of the draft is the day that you can kind of get it together, so to speak, and you just have to sit back, wait, and relax and watch the board come to you if indeed all your scenarios are correct. You know what? We'll talk more about this coming up here shortly. Hang in there. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. I'll get to all the phone calls coming up after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are back. Welcome on the 7th of April as the sun is shining, the air is getting warm outside, and it's going to be short-lived as we get back into the cooler weather coming up here towards the weekend. Some rain, thunder showers possible later today, later tonight, and a little bit more tomorrow, and then we'll wait and see what happens after that. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. And they've got all kinds of great deals going on at Van Horn. I'll tell you about them coming up here momentarily. Going to get back into the swing of things with the phone calls coming up here shortly. Pete Futek at collegefootballnews.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline right now. Pete, how you been?
I'm fine. I'll take 68 and sunny forever, however long it's going to take, however long it's going to last. And because you're right, I'm here in Chicago, and it's going to get lousy and bad very quickly. But for right now, yeah, it's pretty much all right.
Yeah, I don't mind this weather whatsoever. I'd like to see it about 20 degrees warmer, but that's just me.
I am completely sick and tired of all my friends in L.A. and other places saying, oh, I'm so bored. I go swimming every day, and, I take my walk
right
outside. And I'll say, cut it out. No. Come live in a place where you can't go outside because it's freezing, and then we'll talk.
I am sitting here today debating which bike I want to take. I'm thinking about taking my pedal bike to the path and getting
up
a workout. Yeah,
I am.
And then
I'm going to do the same thing. I am a wuss when it comes to biking. I cannot do it when it's under 65 degrees. I am ready to go after we do this.
Yep, either that or maybe jumping on the motorcycle and doing a little wind therapy and self-distancing that way, one of the two. So I'll figure it out at some point.
Absolutely.
So, you, first and foremost, let me ask you this. In your thought, the likelihood of the college football season starting on time?
As is, I highly doubt it. I think I've been just floored across the board at just how inept the sports bigwigs are in every sport at trying to figure something out. Now, I forgetting for a moment, obviously, the obvious that there's more important things than this, but for the people who actually have to try to figure out how to get sports going, just the logistics of getting, like, for example, baseball. Like, how do you not somehow figure out how to get this up and running in some way? But the one thing that seems to be delusional across the board and nowhere worse than college football is this concept of you have to have fans in the stands. Because that's not happening. We're not getting fans into the ballparks and into the stadiums until there is some sort of vaccine or cure, because there's just no way to do this responsibly. So until we have that, until we have a way to quickly test every player so that you know that everybody on that field is tested fine and everyone's okay, you can't have a sport. It's easier when you've got a smaller, a sport with smaller number of players like basketball or even baseball. Football is logistically tough, but I think there's so much time here. It's possible to do it to an extent, but my problem is across the board, whether it's the draft, whether it's Wimbledon, whether it's football, is they're trying to make it like it was and like normal, and that can't happen. If you just want the basic, is how do we get our players on the field and televise it, I think there's possibly a way to do that.
I would believe so. I think any major sport, baseball is considering doing something to that extent right now. Any major sport, I think, can do it. When it comes to football, specifically college football, there is so many things that have to go into place, because if you're going to – at what point do you – if you are going to open up a campus and bring students back – then you're inviting whatever it is, this coronavirus, back into the campuses, and then you've got to quarantine your football team. Otherwise, do you just bring back football, or are you bringing back all sports? And you know what I mean? I mean, there's so many things that go with college that that are so much different than the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and NHL.
Exactly. I do think that the NFL is going to figure this one out, because they seem to be all steam ahead, and they'll find some way to get their product televised. There's too much of a vested interest, but you're dead on right. College, there's a bunch of different parts of this. You're right, the campus, the students, the non-revenue sports. So it's different for having, if you don't have fans in the stands for, a Jacksonville Jaguars game or something, you can survive as an owner on the TV revenue, because that's really where the bread and butter is anyway. For a college, if you don't get those 100,000 people in the stands, if you're Tennessee or Michigan, that affects everything. It's different if you're a MAC school. You can, Kent State gets 4,000 fans in the ballpark every time out. So it's not that big a deal. I honestly think that they've got to get creative and just realize it's just for right now. Like, right now, you say, non-revenue sports, we're going to have enough to be able to fill out the Title IX requirements, make sure the female athletes are able to get out there and compete and do what they do. But other than that, every other non-revenue sport is on hold for the foreseeable future, because you can have football and major college basketball and survive on the revenue off of that. You just can't pay for everything else. So it stinks. No one likes it. But I think you got to get creative when it comes to this. And again, the problem is these places rely so much on the revenue coming from the fans being in the place. You got to ditch that idea for now. Hopefully there's something that comes up and everything's all right, and then you just turn the machine back on. But it's not just the fans. It's the security. It's the everything that goes into to hosting something with that many people. The whole idea of Nebraska Football Saturday, Lincoln, Nebraska Memorial Stadium is like the fifth largest city in the state. Well, you can't really afford to use that infrastructure right now. So, again, if you could just nail it down to the basics and say, we're going to get the players on the field, they're going to be healthy, and they're going to play, and we're going to turn the camera on it. I think if you're creative, you can figure that one out.
You brought up the Title IX situation because that is where you can get into a contentiousness when it comes to legality. And I, you know, to me, I think when we look at major college football programs, they're the ones that generate the revenue for the majority of the athletic department. I wonder how many, if, say, the football teams began playing and no other sports were allowed to play, I wonder how many sports would acquiesce and say, look, we understand, or if there would be an outcry to say, why not us too?
Well, let's take it to the other level, too, where if I'm a college student and I just, well, I've got anecdotal, I've got friends whose kids are having the same issues right now, or if I'm a college student, I don't care about sports, and I went there to go to school, and I paid my tuition, my rent, my, you know, the board, everything else that goes into being a regular college student, and I'm not getting that money back from the second half of the semester that I totally missed, and the whole online thing didn't really work. I want a refund on that, and I'm seeing, well, it's so nice that these coaches are taking pay cuts to support the athletic department. Well, how about the regular students who are just getting totally hosed with life savings and all everything that goes into that? There's an optics thing that's happening here, too, that has to be figured out as well. With that said, I think the idea of, again, sports don't matter and all that, but they kind of do. I mean, in terms of morale, in terms of just feeling like, okay, there's something that works. There's a way to work the problem. If they can figure out how to get sports in some form back, I just think morale-wise, that is a massive thing. And not to get political in any way here, shape, or form here, but I think that's kind of one of the main reasons why, at least for the current administration, that they are going to try to move heaven and earth to get football up in September and October, because that would be a major political win for them that they're going to trumpet. And if there's not football then, the concept of, hey, this country's really in trouble is really going to sting come November.
Talking with Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, and you hear about some of these coaches that'll take pay cuts and such. Some of these coaches are making incredible amounts of money. Look, if I'm coaching at Buffalo, I'm not making, you know, $5 million or $6 million, obviously. But some of these coaches, they say, well, I'll give you back 20%. Well, you know, it's 20% of $5 million is, you know, while it's a lot of money to you and I, it's a drop in the bucket to what they get anyway, because most of the time they get free housing and such on campus unless they go buy some massive mansions. So, you know, should we see more of a give back from some of these coaches nationally, some of these bigger name, bigger program coaches?
Nah, not unless it's optics, you know, not unless they're trying to, you know, generate a little goodwill and PR. I mean, obviously, you know, how many, you know, what, you know, sailboats does Nick Saban have to water, need to water ski behind? But it's, yeah, you made your deal. Like, look, it's, you know, business is business. You know, it's on, and this is where I think going forward, the idea of how are sports going to change as we know it? And I think one of the main areas is going to possibly be at colleges being like, wait a minute here, we kind of can't afford all these buyouts and payouts. There's some weird stat going back to Nebraska where they're still paying out something crazy like $20 million a year, you know, for coaches from 3-10 years ago. Like, it just the economics of coaching is just ridiculous when it comes to these places. Yeah, it's a little bit. They should be able to do that. But the crazy, you know, how far out of whack this is. The other night they had the Missouri-Nebraska classic kick game in 1997. Missouri head coach Larry Smith, at that time, in 1997, was making $180,000 a year. Like, I think now it's gone so crazy that that's going to be one of the areas that some of these schools are going to be like, all right, we can't do these type of deals anymore with these types of coaches.
Hey, before I let you go, I also want to ask you, so if the football season gets pushed back, what is the point of no return to have a football season? Is it the end of September? At what point do you say, you know what, we're going to have to scrap this?
I'm a Mac Brown believer on this, and I'm tired of the worst people to ask about these things are football coaches, because most football coaches are so myopic, they don't even know that there's a coronavirus right now. They're just out there doing their football things, and every single coach is like, yeah, we're going to get out there, because that's kind of the way they are. And a lot of them are like, well, we're going to need like 3 months. We got to get our strength and conditioning guys together. We have to have everybody in place. We have to have our players together, make sure we can do this. Whereas, like, Mac Brown's like, look, just give me 15 practices. We'll get the guys going. We'll get out there and we'll play. Like, I don't think you need as much time as necessary. And again, I'm going back to the idea of it's not going to be perfect. You're not necessarily going to have college football season like it is normal, but you can have it where you have players out there playing on the field in front of a television camera that a bajillion people are going to watch, because everybody is going to watch sports instantly the second they're back on.
I completely agree. Pete, it's always a pleasure, buddy. As things go on, we'll touch base in just a little bit. Obviously, the NFL draft right around the corner for college football players that are coming out. So we got all that coming up, and we'll touch base then again, okay?
Anytime. Hang in there.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Pete Futek of collegefootballnews.com, now probably going out of his abode down there in Chicago, going to jump on a bike and pedal someplace just to get out and enjoy a little bit of the sunshine and a little bit of the weather. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. My friends over at Van Horn Automotive, they want to offer you financial relief during these difficult times. They have customer assistance days going on right now. It's a huge array of options to help you out. Now, new vehicles, 0% APR, up to 84 months, and no payments for 6 months. Used vehicles, the lowest price, plus 500 cash back, and no payments for 90 days. All new and used vehicles come with oil changes for life, and if your car needs some service, Van Horn is offering 0% APR right now on any repair greater than $500. And if you're in an accident, they're going to waive your deductible up to $500 as well. Go to Van Horn Auto and get all the details, terms, restrictions, all that kind of good stuff as their customer assistance days continue. And remember, Van Horn offering alternative services for your safety and peace of mind. You can purchase your vehicle completely online, have it delivered to you. Virtual sales appointments, including online vehicle video demonstrations. Plus, you can schedule your service appointments online. I got to do that later on today. As a matter of fact, I got to get my truck in for an oil change. Van Horn Automotive, family born and employee owned. Check them out on the web at vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. We'll come back and get your phone calls, and we'll talk a little bit about the Masters. And I think the Masters, the NFL, all that stuff's going to clash. I want to get into that discussion as well, but I want to pick up where we left off because I had some people on hold. Your thoughts on Major League Baseball playing baseball games out in Arizona, no fans, but just getting baseball back to us. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much for joining us and hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you because a lot of different things to chat about. Major League Baseball making the announcement. Not really an announcement. It's basically saying, look, we've been actively considering numerous contingency plans that would allow us to play, baseball once the public health situation has improved. They didn't say when it's the all clear, but when it has improved. So one of the ideas that's being floated around, and some of the players kind of let it out there, that they're considering playing all the games out in Phoenix, out in Arizona. And there's enough ballparks out there to basically, hold all the games, including Chase Field and some of the other parks that are out there, including some of the colleges that are out there. I know there's Viterbo College has one. There's another one. Grand Canyon University has another one. So anyway, long story short, would you be good with Major League Baseball going ahead and putting players on the field, even though there weren't fans in the stands at this point? Let's go real quick. For those of you on hold a while, let's go to George listening to us in Muskego. George, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm good. Hey, look, I always have to sometimes bite my tongue when I get on the radio, but this time it's crazy. I went to the doctor for a respiratory problem, And they told me right over the phone before I even walked in, there was no test available. They don't have these tests. My son-in-law is a Milwaukee fireman, and they don't have tests either. So the idea that by the end of April, that they're going to have all these tests that we can basically waste on professional baseball players just because the public has a Jones for baseball is one of the most ridiculous things I have ever heard.
Well, I understand it. Because we've had, NBA players tested when they've had other, you know, people in the country that have had the coronavirus that needed to be tested to confirm. Right. And then remember, they got a whole shipment of tests from China that were bogus, I guess, that weren't even effective.
You know, I get a respiratory. You probably can hear it in my chest right now. They don't have the test still. This what you hear on TV is not true. They don't have these tests. I couldn't get one. My son-in-law, who's a fireman, he can't get one. He has to go home to his family every night, not knowing if he has the virus. And yet we want to waste all these tests when they do come out, whichever, you know, fairy tale you want to listen to, and waste them on baseball players.
Well, if they don't have them, how are they confirming the cases then? That's my question. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just asking a question.
They don't have the numbers that they're proclaiming to have.
Okay.
How about that? I mean, you know, they have some tests, but they don't have the numbers. I mean, when you think of the numbers, they say they supposedly tested 1 million people. Well, there's 365 million people in the United States, right?
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Appreciate the phone call. Let's do this. We're going to go take a quick break. Get to the top of the hour, come back. The NFL's all-decade team released. We're getting into that discussion. One name not on it. A lot of people feel that he got hosed. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.